Unit 13, Exercise 32B. Listen to the second part and put the instructions of how to cook Christmas pudding in the correct order.
Place all these ingredients in a large mixing bowl and mix. I would like to give you a bit of advice. Nowadays, my mother keeps the tradition alive and adds 10 pence pieces. Americans could use quarters. If you do decide to follow this tradition, ensure you warn people what to expect, as you wouldn't want anyone to accidentally swallow a coin. In our family, my mother now puts the coins in the dessert bowls before serving so everyone has a bit of luck, and so we all see the coins so none of us swallows them. Take a large 2 pints oven-proof bowl and grease it, and then add all the mixed ingredients. Using a spatula or the back of a large spoon, level off the mixture so that you have an even surface. Grease a piece of greaseproof paper and cover the bowl, and then with a piece of greased and pleated tin, aluminum foil, to allow for expansion, place it over the greaseproof paper. Secure the layers to the bowl with a piece of string. Steam the pudding for 6 hours and then let it cool. The pudding must then be stored in a damp, free place. To serve on Christmas Day, steam it again for 3 hours and then invert onto a serving plate. For adding excitement, douse the pudding with a little extra brandy and set alight. Then slice the pudding and serve in the dessert bowls with ice cream, or more traditionally, brandy, butter, or warm brandy sauce. If you have never had Christmas pudding, you will not believe how good it tastes. For me, Christmas pudding is at the heart of a traditional Christmas. It really wouldn't be the same without it. Try it.